Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Today Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, October 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 7.5 cents at 685.5. December wheat down 14.5 cents at 867.75. And November beans down 13.25 cents at 1382.75. We did have a sale, two sales this morning, 265 beans to China, 242 beans to unknown. Those came out kind of late at 8:11, but there were some sales there. We'll get export sales tomorrow. The bean number ought to be pretty strong. We'll see. The grains are lower here today, obviously because of the CPI coming in at 8.2%. The core inflation up to 6.6. It's just, runaway inflation out here, and raising these interest rates hasn't helped. The Dow Jones is currently down 548. It's been down another 40 points or so. Bonds are down over 2 full basis points. The bonds are on 11-year lows. The Dow Jones got within 35 of a new contract low. Crude oil is down $1.18. The dollar is up 27. Silver is down 32. Gold's down 18 bucks. Bitcoin made a new contract low. It's down 860. Got down to $18,005 out here. So the world is obviously very concerned about a recession here, and the markets are making their adjustments. Now, the bean market with the tight carryouts out there, should be okay. The new purchases yesterday of China buying beans and buying more today, it's a little over 1 million metric tons in a day. That's a pretty good chunk of business. We need to see it this time of year, but is it going to be enough if the world's headed into a recession? Frankly, I doubt it. But looking at a bean chart here, right now we're working on an inside day after yesterday's big push. If we start closing it under 1374, that's about 8 cents away from where we closed. That would be an indication that this market has got some lower prices coming. Wheat, after Monday's huge rise, we're well under that price now. We're at basically 2 week lows in the wheat market. So, nobody's too concerned about what's happening in Russia, Ukraine for the moment. Though Russia keeps putting drones and strikes into Ukraine, maybe last gasp effort out there. I think Putin's in big, big trouble. But, despite the grain fundamentals, particularly in the beans not being too bad, wheat not being too bad, without demand and with a worldwide recession, these markets are going to work their way lower. Can't forget we're in the middle of harvest here. We'll see harvest pressure on any given day. The weather, we had a fair amount of rain around Chicago yesterday afternoon. That's since backed off. It's going to be cold here into the 50s, high 40s, low 50s for the next 2 days. And we warm back up into the high 50s. Generally pretty good harvest weather out here, so we don't see too many problems there. And harvest will continue, at least for the next 3 to 4 weeks out here. So overall, it's going to be a matter of the outside markets. And with the outside markets under this kind of pressure, it's going to be hard for the grains to rally unless there's something else more compelling. If Russia does something stupid, this thing could turn around on a dime. But aside from that, it certainly looks like lower prices to me. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.